This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, plan on mostly dry conditions and very warm temperatures into Thursday under a high-pressure ridge. With temperatures in the upper 80s to around 90, this may be near the critical threshold for wheat in the flowering stage. As the ridge slides east on Friday, it looks like a low-pressure area will enter Northern California and cause the atmosphere to become more moist and unstable with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms. Rainfall amounts of a quarter to a half inch are possible. So hay on the ground may risk some moisture damage, but dryland crops may get some relief. Good drying conditions will resume Sunday through much of next week, though. If you need to spray, plan on light winds into Thursday and then again next week. Look for crop water use over the next 7 days to range between an inch and a third and two-thirds for wheat and alfalfa, and turf grass will need between an inch and an inch and a quarter. Now, for planting purposes, growing degree days at base 40 since March 1st are running 1 to 2 weeks ahead of normal and 2017. Base 50 numbers since April 1st are also 8 to 14 days ahead. So far in May, temperatures across the Columbia Basin have averaged 6 to 8 degrees above normal, and the trend looks like it will continue as NOAA's Climate Prediction Center is calling for temperatures to average above normal in June as well. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.